My name is Gwen Jackson, Gwendolyn Marshall Jackson. Maybe when I was around 12, I ended up actually kind of becoming a bag person because I got me a suitcase and I took some things in the store off the racks, put them in the suitcase. And those were the clothes that I had after I had ran away from home. When they stopped me at the bus station, I was just hanging around, killing time. And so they caught me. They seen that I was homeless for lottering because they asked for my ID, told them I didn't have it. But I looked like I was older than 12. They didn't know that I were just 12. They took me out to the car in the back as if they was going to lock me up. And that's where they made the proposition to have sex with them unless they take me to jail. So I accepted because I didn't want to go to jail. That experience was, you know, when you already have been having sex, it wasn't that bad, you know. I didn't think that it was that bad, but I know that it affected my whole life. Just being abused at age 4. You're already having sex, you're young, so it's just another step in trying to get by. Keep them going, because if they locked me up and found out I was 12 years old, I would have went back home to my mama, and I didn't want that. But it was a way of just getting by. Just a way of getting by. In the South, actually, it's a different kind of involvement with the authority. It's like a fear. So you don't look at it as protector and serve. They're either thinking something like that we might still have it in for them, you know. So they fear that we might be after them to get them. When you're trying to be tough anyway, you put that skin up, you know. They used to call hustle. Black women was almost looked at as what they was in slavery in the South. They wasn't accepted as being equal to white women, that's for sure. Definitely below their man. And their man was considered less than the white man. So there's always a thing that you're going through, you know, trying to get to the next level. Even if you worked, you use a hustle on the side, like selling illegal drugs or selling your body or buying clothes and selling them again and boosting all those different things, you know. So it was just a form of trying to make extra money. So that's what you did, you know. The jobs that I could get was just to serve it, and I wasn't making, you know, very much money. So I wanted more money. So that's what I did, you know. I did things on the side that were illegal. And that way you end up in jail. You have a bondsman, you pay him every month to stay out of jail in case you get locked up. If you get in jail, he'll get you out regardless. It's like having a lawyer, you know. Prison was really just like being in a slave camp. They didn't educate you. They just work you. They didn't have no classes, no nothing. Pick cotton or corn, okra, watermelons, all those different things, whatever the season were. No pay at all. Black people their lives was really like being in slavery anyway, so it wasn't too much different being in prison and being outside. They create families in there. So you create husbands and wives and brothers and sisters, and that's what you talk about. The first time when they put me in juvenile, I got out in 60 days. They just let me go, you know, without my parents or anything. I was out there roaming the street with my bag in my hand, you know. My parents had gave me the resilience to survive by working with my hands. The black people would clean their house good, cheaper. So they would hire them, you know. So I never had a problem getting a job. It was just domestic work. I did that, and then I, what they used to call hustle on the side, you know, I'll sell some weed, and I'll, you know, do other stuff, get some hot clothes, jewelry, and all that other stuff that they do. It was, to me, it was just a way of getting by. Just a way of getting by. People in prison, people that worked there, you know, they were racist too. Sometimes the guards will abuse the girls, come in and abuse the girls. The girls won't say anything because they're afraid that if they say anything, they'll get more time. And there was no mix, you know, it was just black girls. They would be trying to get some kind of existence out of where they were to be keep them going mad or crazy. But what I did, I pretended that I was a boy, not a real boy, but a lesbian. I was able to get by because the butchers was the one that ruled the prisons, you know. So I got by as a butch. You know, and that worked. I was not a bully, but rough and tough, you know. Because I had been around, you know, so I was rough and tough. I could roll with the best ones. They didn't know how old I was. Yeah. So I actually, after when I was in there for a while, I read Mama a letter. She read me back, sent me a few dollars, you know. But when I got out, I didn't go home. She told me to come home. I didn't go home. They gave me $10 and sent me on my way. So Mama married when she was 12. Married my daddy when she was 12. He was 22. She had to stay home with all the other kids. There was 15 of us. Because Mama had kids every 2 years. They, you know, they was from old school and they was used to beating the kids, you know. They don't know no other way. That's where she was brought up. But, you know, I always felt like I was more than what I was doing. I always have felt that. So a lot of the stuff that I did, I knew that it was a stepping stone for me to move up further and to get closer to what I was looking for. Always been trying to learn, you know, trying to learn the things that I didn't learn in elementary school. But since I've been a Buddhist, I understand what I read back then. I didn't understand it then, but now I understand it, you know. I've just been reading and reading and reading, and I'm just feel so happy that I can read. I'm in the process.